Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good afternoon, inspired listeners in America and all over the world. We are so excited to be with you today. And the very fitting topic of today's show, love, love, and more love. We've been through a lot here in the States as we come off of a big election yesterday, but the truth of the matter is everyone around the world is going through something, every person, every country, all working through their own thing. And so today, in this very moment, let's just give ourselves permission to enjoy this next hour. Mark and I and our special guests, Kelly Fox, are going to do all that we can to make that happen as we talk about love and astrology. You know, anytime we talk about love, things just always seem to get better. I'm Kim Thalkin, founder of Love First, where life transformations happen in Encino, California, and soon to be bi-coastal in the state of Richmond, Virginia. But if there's anything that I can do to help you live a happier and more purposeful life in the way of helping you understand things through readings, healings, or hypnotherapy, please do find me at lovefirst.info. I would be honored to work with you. I love the work that I do. I love the people that I work with. And I am happy to be here, a part of this community today on Wisdom Wednesday. With me every Wednesday and every week, my lovely co-host, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector up in sunny Seattle, Washington. Mark.
Seattle, Washington. Hi, Kim. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Hi. Inspired listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in for this next hour. Like Kim said, we're going to be talking about astrology. We're going to be talking about love. That's what we need. We need a lot of love in the world right now. There's a lot of changes going on, but we just want to say thank you for taking the time to join us here on every Wisdom Wednesday. I am Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, as I'm losing my voice here. And I would love to do some spiritual prospecting with you as well in the way of life, loss, love, whatever you're looking for. You can look me up at marklanehart.com or do an internet search for the Intuitive Prospector. You can also find me over on the Ohm Times Expert platform, where I do a webinar and a Metaphysical Mocha Mondays through Facebook Live every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific. You can also find me over on Best American Psychics and Best Psychic Directory. That's also something Kim is a part of, and that's actually how we met and got into this radio show of having the show of inspired listeners, just getting you on a path of being inspired with fantastic guests, interesting and inspiring topics, and I think today is going to be a good show because we're talking about astrology and what love has to do. So we're going to open the phone lines here shortly. If you want to call into the phone line, the number is 202-570-7057. That's Ohm Times Radio. Please give us your first and last name and where you're calling from, and we'll try to bring you into the live show as soon as we can. If you do miss this live show that we're doing right now, live over on the internet, over on Ohm Times Radio, you can access from any device anywhere in the world right now, so come join us. You can also join us over on our social media page, which is Facebook, Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram under Inspired For Us, and you can also find us under Google Plus Communities under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. The Encore show will actually be streaming here in about 24 hours on the Ohm Times Radio Archives platform. You can also find all of our past shows from the last year and a half over on iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, SoundCloud, and I have my favorite episodes at marklanehart.com. Want to let you know our November positive affirmation for this month is, I acknowledge all the things I'm doing well. I'll say that one more time. That's a positive affirmation for November. I acknowledge all the things I'm doing well. And Kim, we have a contest going on now that we're in the month of November. If you want to get involved with us on our page, on our Facebook page or other social media pages, we're looking for stories of inspiration. Share your story on our page and you can be entered in to win a lovely oracle deck this month from next week's guest. So get in, share your post, put the hashtags of Inspired Living Radio, ILR, or Inspired For Us, that's the number 4, or sign up for our newsletters. My newsletter is, I'll post the link on the site, which is Soul Adventures. And Kim, your newsletter?
Well, sure. Everyone can sign up for my newsletter directly on my website at lovefirst.info.
And newsletter for me is marklanehart.com. So this is a chance to get in, get entered in at the end of the month. We're going to be doing a live drawing and start giving away some Inspired Living Radio swag stuff. And this month is going to be an Oracle deck. So get involved with us and let's have a great show. Let's have fun. Let's get inspired.
Oh, Oracle decks. Those are always fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So without further ado, I'm very excited to be bringing on our guest today, who also, by the way, has her own show on Om Times Radio. Kelly was she's a well-known worldwide, known for her renown for her astrology and her expertise in this area. She was first drawn to astrology during her childhood in Sydney, Australia. And as early as the age of 8 years, she began recording birth dates and sun signs, which we're going to be talking about today for anyone who was willing to share. Kelly's formal astrological studies began at the College of Humanistic Astrology, and this led to her professional accreditation with multiple organizations, including the National Council for Geocosmic Research. She's a professional member of the American Federation of Astrologers. She's a part of the International Society for Astrological Research, and also the Federation of Australian Astrologers. Oh my gosh, that is a tongue twister, but well, we could just tell just by that how serious she takes her profession of. First trustees, and this is a college, is the first college in the Western Hemisphere to actually authorize and issue BAs, AAs, and MA degrees in astrological studies. I had no idea they had that out there. How great is that? In 1995, Kelly created astrology.com, where she continued to live her passion until 2003, and after a near-death experience, she began work on new content and services. It looks like she does some really interesting stuff across platforms with mobile phone apps, video horoscopes, and forecasts with theastrologer.com, which is a very informative site. I was on there today looking up my forecast for the day. She is a prolific content creator, having brought forth over 2 million words for theastrologer.com. And in addition to that, she records over 400 astrological video segments every month, from daily horoscopes and planetary updates to annual forecasts and compatibility reports. Kelly Fox, thank you so much for being with us today. Welcome to Inspired Living.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome.
Hi, Kim and Mark. Thanks for having me on your show. I'm very excited to be here.
You bet.
I know. We're excited to have you, Kelly. I mean, first of all, who knew that there was a college out there where you can actually get degrees in astrology?
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? It was actually, and the college is up in Seattle.
Oh, there
oh,
you
is.
Go.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Very interesting. Did not know that.
Yes, it's a very intensive course of study, which focuses a lot on history, the history of astrology throughout time.
Wow. Well, you know, yeah, obviously there's quite a history behind astrology, and there's just, you know, it wouldn't surprise me that they have a college for it, because it, every time, I don't know too much about it or how, you know, all of that. So that's why we have guests like you on, but it just seems very complex. I mean, there's a lot that goes into the study of astrology.
It is amazing. And I, even though I'm a professional, I still call myself a perpetual student of astrology, because there are so many layers to it and so many different branches of it. The daily horoscope is just the tip of the iceberg of what astrology really is about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because you can do in-depth astrological reports, as I as I've experienced myself, that stem far beyond just the fun kind of kitschy daily horoscopes like you talked about.
Yes, absolutely. Astrology really is about the date, the time, and the place of someone's birth. So it's those three pieces of information that are really crucial.
And from those three pieces of information, what can one glean from that?
Oh, it's it's mind-boggling. It's we can, first of all, it takes the natal chart, which is basically the snapshot of the individual at the moment of their first breath. And then it gives the characteristics and the traits of somebody. And then you can also look at some forecasting throughout someone's life, past, present, or future. And then there's compatibility, which we're going to talk about in this show, compatibility with other people. There's also a branch of astrology called mundane astrology, which talks about current events. There's horary astrology, which you can ask a question and glean a response from a chart. There's people that study weather astrology. There's so many different branches of it. It's very fascinating.
Yes, and that is actually our cue into our first break. I have a feeling this show is going to fly by. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we continue our conversation with the lovely Kelly Fox today on Love and Astrology.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts Yelito Pasquale and Diana Gold Holland on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts, brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A hard time hearing here. I'm not even sure if we are still connect. We may need to reconnect again. With that said, give us just a moment. Hang tight. As soon as we get this figured out, we will continue right on with our topic today of love and astrology. Just give us one moment here as we try and figure out some of the technical difficulties. I'm not sure if, we can ask the astrologer if Mercury is in retrograde yet.
Yep, keep talking. We're all connected, okay, guys.
We're talking. All right. So, Kelly, it looks like I don't know the timing of this, looked like we hit some technical difficulties. And on that note, when is Mercury back in retrograde again?
I'm laughing because Mercury retrograde always gets the blame for everything, even though we are currently not in a Mercury retrograde period. And, you know, the funny thing is I just had to grab my calendar, even though I knew Mercury wasn't retrograde, and I thought, oh, no, I think we might be. But Mercury won't be turning retrograde until December 19th, just in time for the holidays.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? That's right. I think I saw a post where somebody said, so just get ready to return all your gifts. Heck, why even go shopping for the – why even buy gifts this year? Everyone's going to return it anyways.
Yeah, I think that was me that said that.
Oh, was that you? So Kelly, we are happy to have you on our show today to talk about, you know, a favorite topic of so many, the topic of love. You were talking about the natal charts and all that we can learn from astrology. And, of course, compatibility is one of them.
Yes.
So what are sun signs? What does that mean, sun signs?
Sun signs, and in Australia we call them star signs, which I think sounds cuter than sun signs. But basically it's the position of the sun at the moment we were born. And the sun, it's easy to sort of calculate because, you know, we just need a date of birth. And there's a siren going on, hopefully you can't hear it, and it's right out the front here. I think Mercury might be undercover in retrograde. So sun sign astrology is basically we don't need a time of birth. We don't need a place of birth. We just need a date of birth, not even a year. So basically a month and a day. And then we have the we know when someone's sun sign is. And that's a really, really great place to start when it comes to just the, you know, starting off with basic characteristics of somebody and what they're about. And then with compatibility, it's a great place to start. But as I kept saying, there's definitely more to it than just sun signs, because when we're born, and as I said, it's a snapshot of the moment we were born. It's a snapshot of the planets in the sky and the sign that they were in. And that's what makes up somebody's chart or personality or characteristics. So a sun sign is a great place to start for compatibility, and an easy sort of system or formula would be to divide the signs into elements. Within astrology, we have fire, earth, air, and water. And each of the 12 signs are divided into one of those groups. And so, it's easy when you have all the fire signs are compatible, all the earth signs are compatible, and so on. So that's really the first step to astrological compatibility.
Of the different elements with the signs, like the earth and fire, what are some of those characteristics?
So with the fire signs, and that's Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, They're very much, when you think of fire, and then you can apply that to those three signs. So fire is always moving, and it's moving quickly. And if you think about fire, what puts fire out or what dampens fire is water. Mm. So then you have water signs, which are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And then if you apply the water signs to the fire signs, then you know that there's going to be some steam because there's heat and water. So it's a bit of steam, but generally if there's too much water, it will definitely put the fire out. So it's an easy way to think about compatibility in terms of the elements. And then the earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. And so the earth signs are very, we say they're very grounded, they're very practical, they're very methodical. And so what goes well with an earth sign, typically it's the earth signs and the water signs are compatible. But I always joke and say, well, you know, if you mix earth and water, you end up with mud. So it's like everything's about balance. It's all about balance. And then if you have the earth signs with the fire signs, if you again, if you have too much earth on the fire, it puts the fire out. What fuels the fire signs is air, because the more air you have, the bigger the fire becomes, and those two elements are more compatible. So the air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So the rule of thumb for sun sign compatibility, and I just want to take a step back and say, with compatibility, it's not just sun signs in an element, it's any of the planets in a particular element. So, for example, what I typically say is, this is good information for the fire signs or anybody that has planets in fire signs. So typically the rule of thumb for elemental compatibility or sun sign compatibility is fire and air signs go together and earth and water signs typically go together.
Well, that's wonderful. It looks like my husband and I do not go together.
But again, it's just the tip of the iceberg. It's just a place to start. Oh, and can I just add to that, Kim? When you said
yes.
That overall you know, you might not go together on a sun sign level, it could be that even though your sun signs might not be incompatible elements, you might have compatible moon signs or compatible Mercury signs. And so it's really a complex mix of combined energies.
Yes, yes. And just curious, I don't think we covered this. What are the air, what are some of the characteristics of air?
The air signs, if you think of air and you think about how it's fast moving, air signs are very intellectual. So again, the air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So they're very intellectual, they're very cerebral, they get bored very easily, they always need to be on the go. Similar to fire signs, because fire is also very, it's moving a lot, it's changeable. So the one rule of thumb about air signs is they get bored very easily. So they need to be constantly entertained in some way.
Yes, Mark has a big job entertaining me all the time, don't you, Mark?
I sure do.
Very good. So, all right. So that's really helpful. That's a really nice starting place to understand astrology from the love standpoint, understanding these different elements.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, it makes it so much easier when there's a formula. And astrology really is about formulas and not nice little compartments, because a lot of times there's always an exception to the rule, but it's like it's very easy to have. It's a system. It's a systematic approach, really.
Yeah, and it just kind of makes it a little bit more easier to break it down into well, I guess just easier ways to understand all the combinations of the signs and everything else that, that go with it. Now, so Kelly, you had a near-death experience. Did anything around astrology come up in that experience for you?
Yes, of course. I always say you can't read your own chart because we have too many of our own filters, our own hopes, our own expectations. What we think is going to happen usually happens within the guidelines and boundaries of the characteristics of the planets, but it's not usually what we think it's going to be. So my near-death experience was March 2004, and I knew something was coming probably about 12 years before, but I thought it was going to be something really great. that was my own filter. It's like I knew that I was coming up for a major life change, but I just assumed, oh, it's going to be really great and awesome. And, you know, so it was just wishful thinking, I guess, but it was completely nothing I could have ever predicted or had ever heard of before.
Mm-hmm. When you said you knew something was coming, was that from your natal charts or your own chart, or was that just intuitively? Or
yes, everything with astrology is not just based on intuition. It needs to be based on something factual, like, you know, the orbit of the planets around the sun. And we know at any given time, past, present, future, where those planets will be. So everything has an interpretation based off a calculation. So I knew from my own natal chart and looking at my natal chart and seeing where the planets were, seeing where the planets were going to be into the future, I noticed there was a blip into the future, and I thought, oh, this is interesting. What is this about? But of course, you know, not, as I said, it was nothing I could have ever have imagined.
Right. Okay. Well, it's probably better that the exact information didn't come up 12 years earlier.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So in this near-death experience, and we're actually going to be heading into break here in just a moment, but talk to us a little bit. Oh, there we go. That's our second lead into our break. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we continue our conversation with the lovely Kelly Fox and the topic of love and astrology.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live.
For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Sparky the Fire Dog here. Protect your family from fire. Make sure your home has smoke alarms in every bedroom, outside your sleeping areas, and on every level of your home, even your basement. For games and activities, go to sparky.org.
We want to keep you, your family, and your community safer from fire. This message brought to you by the National Fire Protection Association and your local fire department. Visit sparky.org.
Special guest, Kelly Fox, astrologer. Before we went to the break, Kelly, can you hear me okay? We seem to have some technical difficulties here. Are you still on the line?
Yes,
okay. And
I
Kim,
am.
Are you able to? Okay.
I'm here too. Yep.
All right, guys. Yeah, that Mercury is hiding retrograde. So right before we went to the break, the call dropped. So we apologize for our inspired listeners out there. But we, sometimes you just got to work through the changes, right? You just got to overcome some of the things that are laid out before you, and that's what we're doing. So welcome back. And right before we went to the break, you were right in the middle of your thought there, Kelly. So if you wanted to finish that thought about what you were talking with the astrology and different signs.
Yes. Before the break, I was talking. Kim had asked me if I had seen anything in my chart that would indicate any sort of major life change. And the answer was yes, absolutely. But I, of course, through my own filters and wishful thinking, thought it was going to be something positive. And what I saw in the chart in particular was what an astrologer would call through a transit, and that's Pluto conjunct the moon. So what that means is, and I'm going to break that down, Pluto is, yes, still a planet, according to astrologers, is Lord of the Underworld. And that sounds very dramatic, but Pluto is the planet of change. And it's interesting because of all the changes we've got going on here, but Pluto is the planet of change, rebirth, and regeneration. And because it's our outermost planet, its cycle, it stays in one sign and it can stay on one point for years. Whereas compared to the moon is the fastest moving, and technically we know it's not a planet, but astrologers call it a planet. It changes sign every 2.5 days, whereas Pluto changes sign every 12 to 28 years. So the influence, that the further out the planets are, the more effect and influence they have on us as individuals. So with seeing Pluto transiting on my moon, and moon represents feelings and emotions and our day-to-day living. So when you put those two keywords together for those two planets, so Pluto conjunct moon, I know, as I'm saying this out loud, Kim, I'm starting to think, why would I think that would have been positive? It's sort of like Pluto conjunct moon, there's nothing positive about that. So it's like, you know, again, it's a classic example of putting your own filter onto something.
Right. But I guess, it's like if you see Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, those further out planets, that's like going to be a pretty, it feels like a significant aspect of whatever it is you're looking at that point, because it's long cycles. Wow. Okay.
Yes. Absolutely. And just on that note, Uranus stays in a sign for 7 years, Neptune for 14 years, and then, of course, Pluto, 12 to 28 years. And Uranus, Uranus is the planet of the unexpected and the unpredictable. Neptune is the planet of things we can't always see. And then Pluto, of course, as I said, is regeneration.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you know, when that regeneration card comes up, or I guess planet comes up, you know, it's like the death card in tarot, you know, it's like, oh, goodness gracious. I know it's not, it doesn't have to always be interpreted in such, you know, scary ways, I guess. But, I mean, it's significant. Let's face it. When you see regeneration, you're going to be going through something that is going to be transformational, that's going to be significant. And anytime there's growth involved, that's change involved, and all those things that come with it, which I guess we have to learn not to fear, but to just kind of allow to unfold and to work our way through mm-hmm. these things.
That's right. So, and, you know, it's hard not to. It's hard not to sometimes. And I'm not just speaking from my own personal experiences, but I also, as a professional astrologer, I offer readings. I give readings as well to people. And when I see something quite, I'm trying to think of a nice word to use for Pluto or any of the outer planets, but when I see that somebody has a challenging influence coming up, I don't want to scare them. I don't want to put fear into people, because I think that's the wrong approach, not the wrong approach, but I don't think it's a good way to leave somebody. And as you said so nicely, it's all about regeneration and change. And sometimes when we're going through something, it's not always easy, but there is always light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, isn't that the truth? I mean, I always say that even during our most darkest times, there's still beauty to be found if you're in a place to be able to recognize it. But agreed. Yeah. So when people are looking at astrological signs and their compatibility with somebody they're interested in, or their current spouse, or, you know, relationship, how can astrology help them? I mean, so, you know, I made a joke earlier that, well, I guess I won't be telling my husband that our elements are not in alignment. But, like, I just say that jokingly. But, like, I mean, it's not, I guess it doesn't have to be doom and gloom. There are other elements that come into other aspects of astrology that are also important to take a look at. And I guess, are there ways, you know, if things aren't, like, if the odds are kind of stacking up against you with the planets and the stars, I mean, are there ways that things can still work out, but that you can just learn more effectively how to maneuver your way through what some of those challenges might be?
Absolutely. And my first point on that is to say, you know, there's always a connection for the people that are in your life. It's like, if they weren't in your life, there wouldn't be any level of connection at all. You know, there's a reason why we have friends and family in our life, because we're connected in some way, but in many different ways on different levels. And so that's a really good starting point. So if we were like scored out of 10 on how compatible we are, everybody in our life is at least a 5. And that's positive and negative. And I've heard different things.
They're at least halfway there.
Yes,
they're at least
exactly.
Halfway there, right? They're at the 50% tile there.
And, Kim, the glass is half full, not half empty.
There you go. It's all about perspective. That's right.
So
you bring up a good point.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. And so
we're
compatibility. And you know, and the other thing on that note is there's no such thing as a perfect relationship. There really isn't. No matter how many romance comedies, whatever we see, life isn't perfect. But that's – how boring would it be if it was?
Well, that's true.
And, you know, diversity. It's about diversity too.
Diversity. Yes, it is. Okay. I just want to remind our listeners, too, that they can call in at 202-570-7057 And if you've got questions about your love life, please call out to us. Kelly, what information is it that they'd need to present to you in order to do a little bit of a reading for them?
I could, I could do a sun sign, have fun with sun signs at the very minimum. But a date of birth, even time of birth is known. And when I say time of birth, the accuracy of a time of birth is within 4 minutes. And
oh,
then
good.
Location.
Goodness. And then location. Okay. So if you are listening here and there is someone that you're interested in, that you've got your eye on, and you just happen to know what their birth date is and all the good information, you want to see what your compatibility might be, give us a call, 202-570-7057. We'll take a look at how the stars align with your signs and where you're compatible, where you might have some challenges, how to work your way through those challenges, and we're going to have fun with that process. So call us with any questions that you might have around that. Kelly, what is, you know, most of the work that you do with astrology, you know, I also want to make sure before we go into our last break here that I remind everybody that is actually, that is our lead into our last break. Stay with us in 2 minutes. We'll be right back. We're going to continue our conversation on astrology and love.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on The Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on Om Times Radio, the voice of consciousness. We're getting into the last section of the show. This hour goes by so quick. Our special guest, Kelly Fox, astrologer. I was looking at your bio, Kelly, and I just want to make sure that this is not a typo, but you do over 400 recordings a month. It's not 40, that's 400, right? 400?
Yes, 400. Actually, 398.
Where do you find the time to do that?
I know. I sometimes sit back and think, is that a typo? Am I crazy enough to do that amount of work? But yes, I film, at the moment I'm filming daily horoscopes and a daily planetary overview called Today's Planets. And so that's 13 videos a day, 12 signs plus the daily overview. And they're being published on astrology.com and horoscope.com. They're not actually on my own website at the moment, theastrologer.com, but on my old website, astrology.com. So and I don't know if I've said this before on the show, but astrology really is the study of cycles. So mm-hmm. on that note, it's sort of like, you know, I created astrology.com way, way back in 1995. Oh, and that reminds me that astrology.com, anything has a birth chart. It's not just a human that has a birth chart based off a date, time, and place of birth. It's anything that has a start date or a start time has its own chart. So the chart, the astrological chart of astrology.com is like really incredible because I knew the minute that it was launched. And so that set the chart. And so I could look at the chart when I was running it of things that would be happening or coming up, which is nearly as bad as trying to read your own chart. Because it was my own, it was like my own creation. So it was like nearly as bad. But tracking things through birth charts. And I've also thinking of things that have a start date. Over the years, I have set wedding dates and wedding dates and times for many, many couples. That's one of my favorite things to do. And more recently, I set an opening date for a hairdressing salon. And the thing is, it's like, because obviously people want to get married, you know, during reasonable hours. Mm-hmm. They don't want to get married at 3 o'clock in the morning. But for the hair salon, I remember saying to the owner, you know, the best time of all for a really long time is around 7 p.m.-ish on a Saturday night. So what she decided to do was have an opening party on that Saturday night and have the first person put their foot across the threshold of the store at that time. I think it was like 7:23 p.m., put their foot across and sit down in the chair, and she gave them a trim just to make it sort of legitimate. And I said, oh, well, while we're on this note, have them pay you the cash in a red envelope because these sort of things you could, I mean, that's not astrology in a red envelope. That's a Chinese superstition.
A feng shui thing, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Yes, a feng shui thing. So I said, I'm on a roll here. So she did all that, and she had said that her business is absolutely thriving. So I have free haircuts for the rest of my life now.
I love that.
Wow. That's,
so, Kelly, let's talk.
But you know what? That's really great.
It's a cool story. Thank you for sharing that. Let's talk real quick about the Kepler College, because I think our inspired listeners would be interested on – I didn't know. I'm here in Seattle, and I didn't know that there's actually a college here where you can actually get a BA, an AA, or an MA degree in astrology studies. So let's can you talk about that just real quick? Is it also – do you have to be at the college directly, or is it an online course as well?
Primarily it's online, but I know the students have to attend certain amount of times throughout the year. Now, the college was started, I remember back 20 plus years ago, talk of it. And really the key person behind Kepler College is Joanne Wickenberg. And she really got this whole momentum going around it was about people taking astrology seriously and understanding that there really is more to it than just a daily horoscope. So she really built the momentum. She raised funds for it. She got it started. Yes, it was up in Seattle. And then there were lots of issues. Like, I was on the board of Kepler College for a while, and the issues were just mind-boggling. And I don't necessarily think it was just about astrology. I just think it was about starting a college and the legalities around
that. Get it off the ground.
That went with it. Oh, my goodness. It was so involved and intense. And then they had some issues. I've been out of touch with it for quite a while now. But and then they were looking to sort of roll it into some other colleges in other states. And I'm not quite sure where it's at now.
Yeah, some more of that shared cost approach, I imagine, for joining with other colleges. Yes. So was that an MA that you ended up getting in the studies?
No, BA? I don't have. No. I was just part of the board, helping others.
Oh, just part of developing. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if they still offer degrees, because I think, you know, learning and growing and get a certain, you know, get a college degree, and that would be interesting. I have another question for you, because I'm just kind of curious, because I've always been fascinated with astrology. When somebody asks what my date of birth is, usually the second question they follow up is, what is your moon rising? And I never know this. What's the importance of the moon rising, and how do you find how the moon is rising? Because I know my date of birth, I just don't know what my moon rising is.
I can quickly tell you now, if you are willing to share your personal info or not.
I can do that.
It doesn't sound so good. Maybe not. But
Mark, if you don't want to,
go ahead. I don't mind. I'm curious how. So my date of birth is 4/21/1972, and I was born at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hold on. Wait, April 21, 1972. Yeah, what time?
1 o'clock in the afternoon. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
See,
that's all I know.
Okay. I know people can be born on the hour, but I'm usually skeptical when anybody gives me like an exact on the hour birth time. I'm thinking that's been rounded up or rounded down in some way. So I'll
believe it or not. Yeah, believe it or not, it was 1 o'clock. Believe it or not.
Okay. What city?
So my mom told me. So, what's that?
What city?
Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
Yeah, Spokane, Washington.
And as you're giving me this information, I'm actually putting it straight into my astrological software. So I have a piece of brilliant software called Solarfire that I use and have used for years and years. And it's been life-changing, because the way that I was taught astrology was calculating a chart by hand, and that would take about an hour. So what I just did then within 30 seconds previously would take me an hour, and I'd have to use various reference books like an atlas or a table of houses. Mm-hmm. And the headache for astrologers previously was daylight savings time, because
we just went through
years and years and years ago, each county used to set their own time. So there'd be giant reference books on each county in this country alone, where you'd have to calculate. And during World War II, in England, there was double daylight savings time, so they wanted daylight for as long as possible. I'm not sure why. I have my theories, but yes, it's been a headache with daylight savings time.
Yeah, so the power of technology and algorithms.
Yes. And I've just pulled up your chart. So if somebody says to you in the future, Mark, what is your rising sign? What is your moon sign? All you have to say is Leo. So at the time you were born, the sun was in Taurus. So obviously I guess you know that already. And then your moon is in Leo. So the moon at the time of your birth was in Leo. And so your rising sign is Leo as well.
Okay. So and what's the importance of that? What's the importance of the rising moon?
Yeah. So the moon sign represents emotions, day-to-day living. It also represents the mother, and the sun represents the father in a chart. And so the rising sign represents the mask that we wear to the world. It's really about it's not who we are, it's how other people see us straight away, and once they get to know us, they get to start understanding the other planets in our chart. So someone that has a Leo moon, very much about light. Well, I say this, but then I know that you're sort of operating behind the scenes as well, but very much needs recognition. It's very creative, fun-loving. But your moon is in the 12th house, and I haven't even touched the houses at all. Maybe that's for another time. But moon being in the 12th house, I know straight away when I look at your chart that you're someone who's very, very intuitive, and paying attention to your dreams and intuition really should be a priority for you throughout your life. I see with the sun in Taurus, and at an early degree of Taurus, because you're born right on the cusp, that you're someone who you can be quite stubborn at times, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. The show went by. Kelly, I would love to have you back in 2017. Let's continue this discussion. Let's get more into the houses. Thank you so much for letting me know what my moon rising is.
Thank you, Kelly.
Something new every day.
Thank you, guys.
Next week,
yeah, I appreciate you having me on the show.
Our special guest is Shanalee Gibson. She's a psychic medium from Canada. We're going to be talking about her new oracle deck and giving that oracle deck away. So join us next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living Radio. Until then, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.
Namaste.